This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 512. Hello, hey, hi. Find out the best way to greet someone in English on the street.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. When you pass someone on the street, should you wave, should you say hey, or should you look down? Today, we answer the question for one of our regular listeners.
Wondering about your fluency level? Take our simple English fluency quiz and find out if you're 50% fluent, 65% fluent, or 80% fluent. Plus, get ready for an exciting new course release coming up in early June. Learn from real English conversations so you can finally get confident. Take the quiz at allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Hey, Lindsay, what's up?
Hey there, Michelle. I'm still a little scratchy with the voice, but feeling better. How are you?
Good. You sound good.
Okay. How's your life? What's going on in your life today? Anything interesting?
Oh, nothing. Taught a class and, you know, had a good class, so that's nice.
Okay. That sounds like fun. Very cool. Well,
yeah. So, and I'm looking forward. I'm going to Washington, D.C. this weekend to hang out with my family. So that's exciting.
Are the cherry blossoms going to be out in Washington, D.C. yet or not yet?
Good question. I'm not, I don't know if they're there yet, but, well, at this time, April, yeah, probably.
Oh, by the time this episode comes out, we're recording this in late March, guys. But by mid-April, I bet they will be. Yeah,
potentially. I'm not exactly sure. It's been a while, but yeah, I really want to see them this year.
Cool. Very cool, Michelle. I remember when I lived in Japan. Oh, my gosh. I was just blown away with how beautiful the cherry blossoms were in Japan. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, I can't describe it. It's incredible.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know. I love seeing them in D.C. Oh, man, I wish I could see them. I hope one day I can see them in Japan. I would love to go.
You should definitely go to Japan if you get a chance.
That's like one of the top places I want to travel to.
Such a cool place. And like, we have a lot of Japanese listeners.
Yeah.
So maybe our listeners will write in and recommend a place for you to travel in Japan, Michelle.
Please, 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 guys. All right. Awesome. So today, we have another question from a listener, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, we have a good question. And today's topic is about greeting people on the street. And is it okay? And what should I say? And where can I greet someone? And where can I not greet someone? Okay. It's an interesting topic. And actually, I was thinking about this over the weekend because we were having a barbecue at my house and we were just drinking beer outside and grilling some meat. And we were having a little experiment, but I'll talk about that a little bit later.
Oh, okay. It sounds interesting. Well, do you want to read the question for us?
Yeah. So this question comes from Dat Tien Duong, I think from Vietnam. And here's the question. Mm-hmm. He says, I want to ask you guys, is this possible and polite to talk to a stranger or passerby like this? Hey, when I realize them, I think he means when I see them or notice them and call them, or what else can I say? Okay.
Okay, guys, that's a really interesting question. Thank you for that. And guys, remember, if you want to follow along with this episode, go to the transcript.
Yeah, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts to get the transcript from today immediately, guys, so you can sit down with this episode and really learn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's get into this. So, I mean, the situation that he's talking about, I mean, I think, I don't know. Is this Dat Tien? I don't know. He or she?
Yeah, we don't know the gender of his name.
Sorry. But this situation it's really not a conversation, right? Yeah. Just kind of an acknowledgement, like you're passing someone and then you keep going, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. I mean, we're not talking today about how to start a conversation. We've done other episodes about that. We'll do more episodes in the future about that. But today is just about how to acknowledge the presence of someone else
right,
on the street, really on the street mostly.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, this is really like a cultural observation, right, Lindsay? So, like, I mean, for example, you know, up in Boston, is it common to greet people on the street?
Well, yeah, that's why I'm a little bit frustrated with Boston. And unfortunately, Boston and Cambridge, it's a mixed bag, but mostly it's trending towards people don't really, they might stare at you with a blank stare, or they might not make eye contact at all. They might make eye contact really quickly and look down, but it's not, you know, I have a friend, a really close friend here who's from Colorado, and she says that in Colorado, she would wave to people, like literally take her hand and wave to them on the street.
To me, that's nice.
That's really nice. Sounds really, really. I kind of laughed when she said that, but it's really kind to do that. But I can't imagine doing that in Cambridge. I think people would think I'm crazy if I did that here. What about New York?
Yeah, I think that's kind of similar to New York. Sometimes I give a big friendly hello and I feel a little silly about it. So I think that's kind of the same in New York. I mean, did you feel that way in when you lived in Manhattan?
Oh, yeah. Well, I noticed a big difference. I lived in Manhattan for a year and then I moved to Brooklyn, and I noticed a bit of a difference when I moved to Brooklyn. I lived near Park Slope and people actually did say hello. Nice. Not everyone, definitely not everyone, but in Manhattan, no one said hello. In Brooklyn, a few people said hello. So it was a slightly different feeling.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Actually, for 1 second, yeah, when I was in India, when I was in the South, we were taking a houseboat, and my husband, he's a goofball, and he's like very, very, very friendly. And we were on the houseboat, and it was during the day, and we were passing other boats, and he would wave across to the other boats like a little kid to see like would people wave back. And then we would get really excited when somebody would wave back. And a lot of people did.
That's
so
funny.
So that's what the waving made me think of.
This makes me, you know, this makes me wonder about our listeners in their home countries. Guys, why don't you come back to our blog, you know, 512, type in 512 in the search bar at allearsenglish.com and let us know in your country, you know, how do you greet people? Do you wave? Do you bow? Do you make eye contact? Do you ignore people? What do you do? I want to know. I'm curious.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and this goes back to like the cultural value of privacy, right?
I think it does. I mean, in the places like Manhattan or like Boston where people don't really greet each other that much, I think it goes back to, I think we have a really strong value of privacy in the US. And we've covered this in other topics here, in topics where we talked about gun control and a couple of other topics, Michelle, on the blog. But privacy is a huge deal. And kind of anonymity in these larger cities in the US.
Right, definitely. So,
don't have the time or expertise to market your small business? Constant Contact's powerful digital marketing platform helps you grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, with just a few clicks, you can launch a personalized marketing campaign that includes email, social, SMS, and more tailored to your business and your goals. Save time and get real results with Constant Contact. Try it free today at ConstantContact.com.
You were going to tell us a story about a barbecue?
Yeah. I mean, so my roommate here is from, she spent a little bit of time in New Orleans, and we were having a barbecue outdoors on Saturday. And we were talking about this topic, actually. And she was so frustrated that people were not really, you know, they would walk by our barbecue. We have a fence, and they would be on the other side of the fence, very close to us. They could smell the fire. They could smell the meat, you know. And they, you know, it's kind of weird to not acknowledge that something's happening. Like normally in a normal city, you would just like raise your head. You might smile. You might wave. You might say hi. Mm. But most people in Cambridge would just keep their head down and try to avoid eye contact with us because we were doing something a little bit out of the ordinary. It was a little bit different because it was March and there was, you know, it was a weird time to have a barbecue. My roommate decided that she was going to catch the attention of people and, you know, see what happened, say hello. So she did that, and people, you know, would hold eye contact a little bit longer. They would say hi if they were spoken to. And even one group came over and we invited them for some drinks, and they didn't actually come in.
Oh, that's nice.
But most people just kind of like continued on, and it just wasn't as open as we had hoped.
Yeah. Aw, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's
okay. Yeah.
yeah. I mean, so, but let's get into this. I mean, what can you say, right, when you pass a stranger? You know, what are some things that you can say? That's obviously, you know, we have, hey.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, hey. So the question, our listener's question was, can you say hey, right? Yeah, of course you can say this. I think hey is usually reserved more for someone that you know, right? But it's okay to say this as you greet a stranger. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I agree with you, Lindsay. I think that it's okay. But yeah, hey is a little bit more like, hey, we're buddies.
Yeah, exactly. So don't use it every time, but it is one option for certain situations when you greet a stranger on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
And then another option is just hi.
Mm-hmm.
Right, what else?
Or hi there.
Yep, hi there. Or the other option is just nod your head and smile, kind of, just acknowledging the presence of someone.
Right. And then there's hello. I like saying hello.
Yeah, that sounds like the right intonation there, Michelle. Hello.
Oh, thank you.
and then the other one, you know, we could say, you know, how's it going?
Right.
This is something where you're not expecting an answer. I think it's really important for our listeners to know that often when we say, how's it going, we're not expecting an answer from someone, you know?
Right. Right. And also you can say, like, if it's morning, like, you can say good morning. Yeah. You know, like, I feel like that's what a lot of people do, like, in the morning, like, oh, good morning, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point, Michelle. Absolutely. Yeah, no, totally. Good one. And then I guess there are some special situations where you have to communicate with the people in front of you in the sidewalk. I can think of here in Boston, the sidewalks get very narrow in the winter because there's so much snow.
Oh, gosh.
What could you say to someone who, you know, if only one person can pass through and you want to let that person pass? What could you say, Michelle?
You could say, like, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, or go head, right? We take off the and we say head. Go ahead, right? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, like, your turn. I'll wait.
Yeah. And then, or if you're both entering, like, Starbucks or something, you can say, go ahead, or please, right? I suppose.
Yeah.
That's a little more formal if you say please and then you gesture.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the takeaway today?
Yeah, I mean, well, the takeaway is that, you know, street greetings can vary dramatically around the USA, right? Like, you know, Boston and New York, there's not too much of that going on. But, you know, from time to time, there can be. I mean, it's nice to greet people, but, you know, it's also good to make sure, you know, like, what are people comfortable with? You know, like, what's the local culture? So it can be different anywhere.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, even if in your mind, it's good to greet people, it's a little bit weird if you come to a place like Cambridge, where people don't greet each other and you start waving at everyone. It's just weird, right? We need to, when we move to a new place, to some extent, we need to fit in, right? I mean, as long as it's okay, it's not hurting anyone, we need to fit in, and we kind of need to kind of soak up the local culture. So context is king, right? We always say that on this show. Context is king. Check out the context.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, Lindsay.
Yeah. And I also think, Michelle, that this, like, understanding context and understanding how to greet people is a very charismatic skill. What do you think, Michelle? Is it charismatic?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It gives you sort of, like, cultural awareness and, you know, how to get people to like you and think you're, you know, really nice rather than maybe think, like, oh, that's a little awkward, right?
Yeah, exactly. We want to show you guys how to be less awkward. That's the key. And actually, you can do it in less than 30 days using our course, The Charismatic Connector. Yes. But we want to invite you today to get started for free using our free charisma video lesson. It's a 25-minute lesson where you're going to learn a few pieces of how to be charismatic that you can implement immediately. Okay. So this video is hot. You want to get it now, guys. So go over to allearsenglish.com/charisma. That's CHARISMA.
Definitely. All right, Lindsay, thank you so much for that. This is a really good topic.
It's very cool, Michelle. I'll see you very soon.
Oh, yeah. And thank you to our listener for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. How can we forget? Oh, geez. Thank you to our listener for asking this question from Vietnam. Thanks so much, guys. And again, if you have a specific question, guys, send it to me at lindsay@allearsenglish.com.
For sure. All right. I'll see you soon, Lindsay.
Bye, Michelle.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, Follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.